Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Do you ever feel that you are alone, isolated, and misunderstood? The strange thing about it is that when you experience something as this, you're prone to think, no one else has ever faced anything quite like the problem I face. Actually, the very opposite is true. Countless thousands have walked the same lonely path. But when you tread the grapes of loneliness or depression, it seems that no one else's valley has ever been deeper, or their sky any more filled with clouds than yours. Depression touches almost everyone's life at some time or another. When it takes you captive, you are at its mercy. It makes you crawl into a cave of gloom, not wanting to talk to friends or go shopping, attend church, feeling that you're beyond God's reach. It keeps you home from work, drives a wedge between you and your family, and yes, can drive you to the point of absolute despair. Vast numbers of people today need help, but many do not get it. Why? Well, their symptoms are not recognized as depression. They are considered lazy or simply weak. Snap out of it is often bandied about as though the depressed person could. Others are so disabled they just can't reach out for help. It is wrongly thought of as a spiritual problem. Just get right with God, spiritual leaders advise. Or, yes, it's recognized as a problem, but there's a stigma attached to it, so we avoid dealing with the issue. If you recognize yourself even faintly in what I've just said, listen carefully. First of all, realize that what you are going through is part of life. It is as much a part of life as birth and death itself. You can breathe easier when you come to realize that countless millions have faced periods of doubt and depression and worked through it. We sometimes feel this way after big decisions or big victories, big emotional pushes. If your depression has come as the result of a poor decision you have made, get help. Talk to somebody and realize that God wasn't left at the fork in the road. He's alive, and He will still be your helper and strength. It may be a troubled conscience that has left you depressed. You may have gone the wrong way. Now, you knew what was right, but you didn't do it. In that case, there's only one thing to do, and that is do the right thing. Depression begins to dissipate when you come to the place where you realize God is forgiving, concerned, and powerful. Yes, powerful enough to help you regain your footing and move ahead. Another thing that will help is to cling to the promises of God, marking them in your Bible, personalizing them, saying, God is no respecter of persons. My name is on that verse. How about it? Have you discovered what the writer of Scripture said? The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust in Him. Your trust in the Lord becomes the silver lining to the cloud of depression and loneliness. It is the ray of sunlight that will take you through the darkest night. Now, even the Apostle Paul faced periods of loneliness and discouragement. You can be as certain as Paul when he wrote, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed." Can you say, "I'm troubled, but I'm not distressed"? Or do you find yourself at the end of your rope, feeling that you're sliding downhill, nothing to really hold on to? Paul continues saying, "He is persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. We faint because of these things," he said, "but though the outward man perishes, our inward man is renewed day by day." I'm Dr. Harold Saleh, and I would like to hear from you. If this program has been a blessing to you or an encouragement, let us know. And if you have a question, let me know as well. Email will reach me at guidelines@guidelines.org. You can go to our website and download what you've just heard or print it out. It is www.guidelines.org.